fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 17th of October. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to get your spiritual house in order, whatever that is for you. If you haven't, you may need to commence doing so. In my opinion, it can and should become a lifelong quest. That's your prepper tip of the day. With Patient Waiting in the Green Room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff is a gentleman who began a quest more than 20 years ago to study, understand, and comprehend the true nature of the international communist conspiracy that fully intends to conquer the world. And I want to say conquer it, I mean control the world economically, socially, politically, and militarily. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
I'm looking here at your article, your most recent article published September 18th, titled A Short History of Communist Subversion in America. And part of what the communists do is attempt to infiltrate Christian churches, isn't it, Jeff?
Oh, yes. That's definitely an important target.
Now, I don't know if you heard my first hour or not, but I was telling my audience that the leaders of communism, they understand the real power of Christianity, the real threat that Christianity poses to their goals of establishing an atheist dictatorship worldwide. And in fact, I went on to say, I believe that the leaders of communism understand the power of Christianity better than most Christians do. What do you think, Jeff?
Well, the communists do their homework, and
that's right.
What I would say is, if you realize what defector testimony tells us, Ion Pacepa, the Romanian former head of the Romanian intelligence service, in his book Disinformation, Desinformatia, he recounts how the Russians ordered the Romanian service to infiltrate the German churches, and how they organized an attack on the Pope, Pope Pius XII, I believe it was. They also organized infiltration of various churches. And what was disturbing in his account was that they found that because many Protestant churches have democratic forms of church government, they were easier to infiltrate by the communists.
Really?
Yeah, that was something I hadn't thought of before. But they definitely, you know, depending on the organization of the church, and, you know, when looking at infiltrators, they paint themselves as good Christians, but they introduce theological or spiritual innovation, very subtle ones, that can bend people's faith in the wrong direction. And this is sort of the technique they use.
And what, in your opinion, success have they had in their efforts?
Well, look at the Presbyterian Church USA, for example. It was a much bigger denomination than it is now. But the church presbytery, the basic government organization over all that that sort of all the churches depend on, has been taken over, in my opinion, by communists. If you read the bulletins that are put out by the presbytery, if you look at their political positions, very many political positions, they're far left, they're anti-American, they follow the line that was the old communist bloc. You know, America is some kind of imperialist power, is a bully, capitalism is suspect, socialism is good. You know, right up and down the line, you could just about go to any political issue from global warming right down to the homeless, and you will find that they're in line with what the communists have put out in other front organizations. You know, they're against nuclear weapons. You know, it's very, very interesting. Generally, people as individuals, if they have a life of reading books and thinking about issues, they try to be consistent. But what you find is that the only consistency in a front, in a communist front organization, is its alignment with Moscow's interests. There you find perfect consistency, although they may be inconsistent in a lot of positions. And in Christianity, this is important because, you see, in Christianity has its own theology. And when all of a sudden they're bending that theology, they're contradicting that theology to make a political point, then you know you're dealing with an infiltrator from the communist side.
The Presbyterian Church, do they support men marrying men and women marrying women? Is that one of the things they believe in?
Well, Presbytery was trying to force acceptance of homosexuality on the church. My goodness, they were putting up trial balloons 30 years ago, and now, of course, the members are conservative. The presbytery itself is, you know, the church government itself is somehow under control of the far left. So you find this in many organizations because in these organizations, the communists aim to control the top tier. They don't aim at the bottom because there's only a few communists, and in order to get control, you have to aim at the top. Now, with homosexual marriage, I haven't followed that within the Presbyterian Church USA, but I would assume they do. I mean, I'd have to check, but I think they do.
Well, it would be good to know that. What I've found in my research of communist methods and technology is they focus where they're going to have the most impact with limited resources. So rather than just infiltrate communists into the general church membership, they focus on taking over the top leadership where they can have the most impact. Would that be somewhat accurate? Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
I said, would that be somewhat accurate on how they focus their attention and their resources?
Well, yeah, they like to control money, and they like to control who, you know, the personnel department. They want to control who gets in and who goes up, you know, who gets promoted. I think it was I'm trying to remember her name now. It's early in the morning, but there was a communist defector who became a Catholic, who had brought many Catholic communists into the Catholic priesthood, and she talked about how you could take over an office, whether it was a church office or a school office, with just two people. With two people, you could coordinate. You know, the thing is, most people aren't suspicious. So if you start a rumor about somebody, you can destroy their reputation with just two people coordinating the rumor. And that way you can open a place for one of your people. And so you can, by a process of elimination, get control of an organization.
Exactly. And I was just going over some thoughts I had here while you were talking, and this has to do with a related area of taking over leadership. And there's a group called the American Psychiatric Association, and beginning in 1952, they started publishing a book called The Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. And that first edition was called DSM-1. The next 21 years, they did the right thing, where the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders clearly and stated, as they should state, that a man being sexually attracted to another man is a mental illness. A woman being attracted to another woman is a mental illness. Sexually attracted to another woman is a mental illness, a mental disorder. In 1973, they just cut that page out. Now, that didn't mean that homosexuality was no longer a mental disorder. It just meant it was edited out and removed from the book. And I have every reason to believe that there were men and women in the decision-making positions associated with communist philosophy and communist beliefs that would be behind that kind of effort there. What do you think, Jeff?
Oh, yes. Well, homosexuality is very important to the communists because you have to understand that that homosexuality is related to identity disorders. And if you look back at that old DSM, back in 1973, you will find that if a person has one personality disorder, which is what they had rated homosexuality to be, they have other ones. And you will find that homosexuality and some of the thinking of some of the better psychologists is that homosexuality is related to an identity disorder. For example, here's a man who doesn't identify fully with his own sex, being attracted to other men, which is something that women are supposed to be. And the thing about identity disorder is it has a relationship to a person's attitude towards their father, and it turns out that when you have a problem with your father, you sometimes have a problem with your country, because the relationship with the father, which is implicated in a lot of homosexual psychology, is also part of your relationship to patriotism. I mean, patriotism has a father's love in it, you see?
Right.
When you love your country's like your child and you're looking after it. And in the complex of psychology, the communists fully realize that homosexuals make excellent traitors, and they also make excellent spies, because homosexuals often have to pretend that they're something they are not by nature, and that makes them already practiced at deceiving people and making things appear other than they are. So from the point of view of the communists, who are engaged in a large conspiracy, homosexuals are a valuable resource that they want to get hold of.
Right, right. I need to correct myself. What they did in 1973 was they changed the definition, where homosexuality was no longer a mental disorder, and it was now something new that never existed before, that called a sexual orientation disturbance. Now that's a convoluted thing.
Yeah.
But it was a politically correct thing to do.
Yeah, and of course now it's something glorious that we're all supposed to bend down to, you know, bow down to. The thing is that it is. I think it came to the attention of the communists when they realized that there was a relationship between a tendency towards deception ingrained in the nature and a tendency to despise one's father. They realized the potential of it. And although you can't make a blanket statement about all people in a certain class, these are just psychological markers that that attract the communist interest and make them interested in using and exploiting it, and those that do fit those markers. So it's interesting that the big communist spy ring inside British intelligence in the late 40s and in the 1950s was the Cambridge spy ring. And, of course, they were homosexuals or bisexual, people like Blunt, Burgess, McLean, Kim Philby. There was homosexuality or bisexuality involved, implicated. And that is intriguing. There are psychological abnormalities in traitors. I once had a fascinating exchange with a psychologist after I wrote a piece about Benedict Arnold. And this lady psychologist pointed out to me that narcissism, which is also an identity disorder where the a hatred of one parent, sometimes the father, is indicated, that narcissism is an identity disorder, and that it was initially thought that narcissists were the ideal psychological candidates to commit treason.
Really?
And, I'd never known that, but and it was something that was looked at in psychology more in the middle of the 20th century than recently. It's sort of been lost to psychology. And I found that fascinating because Benedict Arnold showed markers of being a classic narcissist in his biography. And, of course, he was our quintessential traitor during the American Revolution.
That's right. He was... they were going to give Benedict Arnold West Point. Is that what they were going to give him?
He was giving the British the plans to West Point, which was a fort at the time.
I got it backwards. Yeah. Okay.
Benedict Arnold was of course a general in the American Revolution. He probably was responsible for winning the Battle of Saratoga, even though General Gates was the commander there. He was badly wounded. But he had this sense of entitlement, Arnold did, and he was friends of George Washington, and Washington was very shocked, of course, and stunned by this treason when it came to light.
Right. It was a shame because if Benedict Arnold had not done that, he would have been a bona fide hero of the American Revolution if he had not gone that direction, wouldn't he?
Oh, he would have been one of the greatest heroes, which is so why it is so hard to grasp. I mean, if somebody would have said without evidence that Arnold was a traitor, nobody would have believed it. It would have been too incredible.
That's a bit of history. I have to apologize for my ignorance. What was the outcome at the end of the war for Benedict Arnold? What happened to the man?
Well, he fled to England, and he had a rank in the British military, but he fled to England. He couldn't stay here anymore, obviously. You know, so basically, as you know, in the British commander was trapped in a fortified position near the coast in Virginia with most of the British army. British were also holding New York at the time, and Washington basically had them. And they had to surrender, and that was really the end of the British. They all basically just sailed away.
Hold that thought. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Here's a little song. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by...
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we are back. We're here on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 17th of October. I'll be in Dallas the 9th, 10th, and 11th of November. We'll be speaking at the Operation Classified event at the beautiful Hilton Hotel there at the Dallas Airport. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.com. That's jrnyquist.com. If you've got a question or comment, we're talking about international commerce conspiracy. Call number is 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jeff.
Yeah. You know, we were talking about infiltration of the churches and homosexuality.
Right.
The communists have, what a lot of people don't know is that in Russia and the Soviet Union, the Academy of Sciences has many departments which are dedicated to studying, you know, scientifically various subjects. And one of the main things they're interested in is how they can exploit the study of just about any field to be used in their strategy. And that's something unique, because our academics don't concentrate on, you know, discovering scientific things and then thinking on how this can be used to win a kind of global war. But that's what is happening in Russia.
Anything that weakens our society, you know, going back to our earlier discussion about homosexuality and making it normal, normalizing a bizarre, freakish mindset, we have the Boy Scouts of America, which their leadership decided that it's okay to have teenage boys go out in the woods with adult males who are sexually attracted to teenage boys. Now, how crazy is that, Jeff?
Well, if you can mess people up psychologically, you're creating conditions from which you can better subvert a country. I had a conversation years ago with a Russian defector, Colonel Stanislav Lunev. He was the deputy head of the GRU in the United States before his defection in the 90s. And one of the things he told me is that in the 1950s, the Soviet intelligence services were having problems recruiting Americans because Americans were too honest. They were too moral. Their moral compass was intact. And they needed to introduce forms of corruption into U.S. culture in order to make their operations in the United States easier to carry out. So they looked at various things. I think pornography is one, homosexuality is another one. Loosening sexual morality has been very important for them. Taking drugs, for example, illegal drugs, getting involved in organized crime was a fundamental to Soviet strategy. Khrushchev had, during the 50s, had the Soviet services study, organized crime and money laundering, for example, to see if the U.S. banks were vulnerable to infiltration by getting them involved in criminal schemes of enrichment through money laundering, because that way they could get into our banks. All the evidence that I've seen, and you probably heard of Joe Douglas's book, Red Cocaine, is that they succeeded with the drug trafficking by creating massive appetite for drugs. The real significance of drug trafficking, aside from the terrible effect it has on the youth and the health problems that result, the strategic thing about it is the banks. You've created an enormous amount of illegal money that has to be laundered, and it's such a large amount of money, it has to be laundered by major banks. And, of course, can banking officials resist the temptation? And I believe, no, they didn't resist. That's why this drug thing continues. But see, bankers are very important to the overall scheme of things in the world. And once you've gotten bankers a taste for illegal money, you own them because you can send them to prison because you've got the goods of them, so to speak. They're partners in crime with your agents in the criminal networks. And that's why the Khrushchev assigned the KGB to form their own mafias and to infiltrate the existing mafias in the world. There was in the book Lenin's Tomb by David Remnick, there's a section in there where he interviews the head of Italy's Parliamentary Committee of Inquiry into the Mafia. And he told Remnick, he said, look, Russia has become the capital of international organized crime. He said the Calabrian, Sicilian, and Neapolitan mafias send their officials to Russia to take classes and to coordinate operations. So even the Italian mafias are deeply in bed with the Russians to this day. So it's something that we haven't really educated ourselves on, that we haven't understood. It's been a long-standing strategy of the communists and of the Russians and the Chinese, by the way.
Well, and before we get to our next caller, I need to remind people that the Russian leadership may be Caucasian. Of course, they are, on one hand. On the other, they think like Asians. And that's something that Americans simply don't get most of the time. Our caller is Scott in Arizona. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. Good morning.
Go ahead, Scott.
Do you see that article on MLN about how the AR-15, AR-10 got adopted?
Not yet. I'm clicking on it right now.
Go look at it. It's just what you guys were talking about last week.
Okay.
So
all right.
Yeah, how the Russian
I checked
Jewish communists got it adopted.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Thank you for the call, sir. Okay. I'm looking forward to reading it, so I obviously can't comment on it yet, but there may be some evidence that the defects of the M16 in Vietnam were intentional, not inadvertent, and that's very disturbing. Here's our bottom of the hour break. The call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wednesday, the 17th of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. New, improved, well, somewhat improved. It's a work in progress. We're working on it. My new webmaster is very diligent, very bright young woman, and we're making the updates and changes as we go along. You'll find some things there you recognize, maybe some things that you haven't seen before. The topic of firearms comes up a lot. If you want to get a better handle on the national gun control debate, I wrote an article there right in the middle of my homepage. There was an image of Chuck Connors, the fairly famous TV star from the 1960s, Chuck Connors. And I think it's an article that is worthy of your time if you're interested in the national gun control debate. Also, my website, you'll find Energy Cleaner for sale. At the moment, you can't use your credit card. You can only use PayPal. We hope to have that corrected, I hope, by the end of the day. To get yourself an energy cleaner, if you've got arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, we have a biweekly drawing of a postcard to get an energy cleaner for $215. I spoke to the woman who's postcard was drawn, she said, John, this is my fourth energy cleaner. So that's what I find people buying their second, third, fourth, sometimes even more than that, energy cleaners, so they can help people they care about that have arthritis pain, joint pain, and are not getting a great night's sleep. $285 shipping included, American zip codes. Check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads that go with it. I should mention, going back to Chuck Connors, he shoots a Winchester lever-action rifle very fast. And the video is there of Chuck Connors shooting this lever-action centerfire rifle. It's pretty phenomenal. He shoots this lever-action rifle 12 times in 4 seconds. That's right. And that's technology that's way more than a century old, going back to the 1870s. How about that? So anyway, all that's at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.com, and we're talking about the international communist conspiracy. And Jeff, talking about guns and gun control, that's high on the list of the communist conspiracy, is to disarm Americans, isn't it, sir?
Yes, it is, because, well, as you see, as they infiltrate government, their big fear is that the people will rise up against them. So they don't want the people to be armed, of course.
Obviously. When the Bolsheviks took over Russia, they announced publicly that the Russian veterans should report to a building in downtown Moscow where they could register their guns. And so they, thinking, well, this is the right thing to do. I'm a veteran. I want to register my gun. So they went down there to register their gun when, in fact, they were arrested and never seen again, weren't they?
Well, there were lots of schemes. They took people's guns. They took their gold. They tortured people to find where the family had hidden gold. This is recorded in Alexander Solzhenitsyn's Gulag Archipelago and other writings. This is just common practice for the communists to rob people of all their means. And, of course, firearms and basic personal and family savings. They want everything. They're robbers, basically, and murderers, and they want to take everything.
That's right. Now, what they publicly state and what they actually do are two totally different things. The book Animal Farm kind of somewhat humorously points that out. But what they basically do is create a new monarchy of sorts, oligarchy, if you will, where a very few elite of a few hundred people are quite wealthy and run everything while everybody else is basically dirt poor, right?
Well, yeah. Well, of course, they have a middle class of technicians. And, of course, the system works on plundering the people who are not part of the regime. I mean, in the Soviet Union, the Communist Party had around 30 million members, depending on when. And if you were a member of the party, you had priority for housing. You had priority for owning a car. If you worked for the special services, you could rob people by using your status as a secret police officer to blackmail and rob, not just for the communist state, but you were given a chance to line your own pockets, depending on who your boss was. So yeah, it's a system in which the ruling families were among the chief plunderers of the system, and so they had the very best of the best. They had good reason to defend the regime because of what they had stolen.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, the crime that it took. Yeah.
That was true in 1917, it's true in 2018, that these plunderers, these thieves, basically own and control everything. I've been told, Jeff, that there's about 20 families in China that have enough wealth that several of them could independently pay off the U.S. national debt. Wealth beyond belief.
Well, you think of the kind of wealth that China has basically developed with its trading system and its mass manufacturing, and it's staggering how much money China has. And, of course, what are they going to do with the money? How do they manage it? They are pretending to be a capitalist country. They are a communist country. And, of course, in all communist countries, whether you can possess wealth or you're trusted to have wealth depends on your political standing. And so that's why we have to understand that the oligarchs in Russia and the billionaires in China are not like the billionaires in the United States or Western countries. They are billionaires who are extremely loyal to the regime. They're political billionaires. They're billionaires because they're in political good standing with the Communist Party.
That's right. That's right. And it's generational, based on families and personal relationships. It's, you know, Americans have little knowledge of the true nature of communism, what their goals are, how they achieve their goals, and how they're willing to murder as many tens of millions of their own people as necessary, which they did. The communists in China murdered 50 million of their own people to achieve their goals. I know Americans who say, well, John, China's our biggest trading partner. Why would they cause harm to us? Well, you're thinking like an American. You're not thinking like a Chinaman. Right, Jeff?
That's right. No, all of it is, you know, Chairman Mao said something profound. He said that political power comes out of the barrel of a gun. Well, if you think about the American Revolution, on which all of American politics and political power was based, it wasn't very well financed, as revolutions go. It wasn't about money. It was about guns. It was about brave men standing up against the odds. And Mao Zedong said political power flows out of the barrel of a gun, and we've got all these people now that believe it is about money. But Mao would tell you, well, okay, you have all the money and let me have all the guns. Then stick them up. I'll have all the money and all the guns.
Right.
That was sort of the way the communists think about this. And they only want the money as a means to getting guns so that they can take control of all the money in all the world. And then there's nobody that has money except them.
That's right. That's absolutely right. That's exactly how they work. So we just had in the political realm, there's a group called Project Veritas that day before yesterday released a video evidence of staff members of United States Senator Claire McCaskill, one of my senators here in the state of Missouri, stating how privately Claire McCaskill believes everything and supports everything Hussein Obama believes and supports, including gun control, and how she conceals that from her constituents in the state of Missouri. I hope that the opponent, Josh Hawley, will make some effort to expose that. It needs to happen. This election coming up in a few weeks, this midterm election, is incredibly important, isn't it, Jeff?
Oh, yeah, it is important because the Democrats have come out more openly hard left than ever. And they claim that the hard left is now the middle, which means that those of us who believe in old-fashioned American values and political ideals, we're extremists now, and we have to be rubbed out. I mean, all this business about, you know, intimidating us, using violence and intimidation against us, this is a sign that the communists are telling your followers, yeah, rough them up, beat them up, intimidate them, make them hide in a corner. They're trying to use, you know, go to the street and use tactics to try to take the country by a kind of thugocracy, because they feel they're so close. They only need to intimidate a few more people, and then they've got the whole. They own the whole country then.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, our efforts every week, Jeff, this hour we take, is to help people understand what's going on, why it's going on, and to give them hard reference books that they can look up for themselves and put in their private personal library, such as your work, for example, The Origins of the Fourth World War, and educate themselves and hopefully educate others so we can spread the word and help people to save our republic. Right, Jeff?
Yes, that's right. And people should read the Epoch Times, because that is the one newspaper. President Trump says it's the best, most reliable newspaper in the country. And, of course, I write for them now, so I can't disagree with him. They're telling the truth about communism at the Epoch Times. They're really writing the story nobody else will touch. And it's a big story. It's an important story.
Okay. Now, that's – spell Epoch, please.
E-P as in Peter, O-C as in Charlie, H.
Okay, because there's also E-P-I-C. So this is Epoch Times.
Epoch
Times, yes. Epoch, yeah.
Not that's Epoch, you're right. Epoch yeah. Times, yeah.
Yeah. Echo Papa Oscar Charlie Hotel Times. And I'm clicking on it right here. And it's well laid out, nice black on white background. I'm putting it in my favorites as we speak. So it will be, it's on my list. And this is, from this day forward, this will be one of my go-to places for my morning updates as to what's really going on in this crazy old world of ours. Very, very professional, very well laid out website here.
And it's growing very fast. It's got millions of readers. It's translated into 23 different languages.
On a daily basis. Now, that would be quite a logistical undertaking, to say the least, to translate a newspaper like this into 23 languages, you say? Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well done, and I'm glad that you're writing for them. Let's see. Now, where would I find, under opinion? Is that where I'd find your writing, under opinion?
Usually, yes. My next thing I'm coming out is an interview I did with the leading Brazilian conservative intellectual, Olavo de Carvalho, and I'm working on that now. I interviewed him on Sunday, and I'm writing it up, and it's about the elections in Brazil, what's really going on. It's about, Brazil is all about a battle with communism. Olavo explained that to me. Mr. Bolsonaro, as you recall, there was an assassination attempt against a conservative candidate. Mr. Bolsonaro was stabbed in the liver, in fact, by a communist. He survived. And if, you know, if the elections are fair and they're not using those Venezuelan voting machines that they have there to cheat, he will be the next president of Brazil. But if he cheats, if the communists cheat, which they have in past elections in Brazil, it's going to be, you know, nobody knows what's going to happen there.
Well, it's going to come down to who counts the ballots is what it's going to come down to. Who's in charge of that?
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's the problem. Those Venezuelan machines that Hugo Chavez used to flip elections for himself, those machines have been even imported in some places in the United States. But in Brazil, they imported them wholesale when the Workers' Party was in power. Of course, they're in power in much of Brazil now. Dilma Rousseff, their last president, was impeached. And the people basically in Brazil, they rose up and said, no, these people are communists. We don't want them. And they rose up primarily because there was cheating in the last election, last presidential election. So there's been a new political party formed there.
Well, I know very little about Brazil, their processes down there, how they conduct their affairs when it comes to elections. I'm pretty ignorant of that. I hope that there will be fair and elections where the people voting will actually have their votes counted properly, and that this individual that you interviewed will be in fact elected the new president of Brazil. That would be good. Brazil has become quite the world class economic power, hasn't it?
Well, it had a major stumble when it elected the Workers' Party because they have looted the country. They've damaged the economy. And in fact, Brazil was facing the same situation and is facing the same situation that Venezuela is in. Because, of course, the communists, they loot every country that they get power in. And so this would undo that prosperity. And they've partly damaged it already. So that's one of the reasons the Brazilian people were on the verge of becoming a first world country. And of course, the communists, the narcos, who are their allies, of course, again, it's organized crime. They stopped it. So it's a terrible thing. They've got a very high murder rate there. And of course, there is a lot of poverty in Brazil in the cities. It's a unique country, very different from the countries of Western Europe and U.S. and Canada. And it's kind of not really like the other Latin American countries. It's quite unique.
Well, of course, they speak Portuguese and not Spanish. Here's our last break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and good buy. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 17th of October. In case you're wondering where that last bumper came from, that's from the film titled Bridge on the River Kwai. It's a docudrama, I guess you could say, about mostly British prisoners building a bridge that were captured, British POWs that were under guard and imprisoned by the Japanese during World War II. Very powerful film, I might add. I'm visiting with Jeff Nyquist, the proprietor of the website jrnyquist.com. We're talking about the International Communist Conspiracy. Very last caller here, Jeff. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi, good show. I just wanted to report that Tarrant County Republican Party is being divided because they got a guy in there who appointed the vice chairman, whatever you call him, and the vice chairman is Islamic, who goes to his place of worship all the time, but claims he doesn't even know what Sharia law is.
Really? Okay, yeah.
And so, apparently he's been a big donor or something to different people, and Republicans people work hard to put in are now taking up for him. So, you know, you got to stand up for what's right if you're the only one, because everybody's going to come against you, the newspaper, everybody will. You know, so I just don't think the Constitution and Sharia law will ever coexist. And I really believe the Constitution will not exist without Christianity. And so, and talking about parties, I remember when the Republicans took over in 93, and the reason they took the Republican Party was it already existed, and people were getting old. So they're losing it now because they didn't want Ron Paul to talk at their convention, and they may be losing young people. And pretty pitiful. But infiltration is the way it's always done. Churches, everything. Everything.
Okay.
So infiltration. Watch people. Watch them.
Pat, we appreciate the call. We'll get some response from Jeff. Thank you for the call, my dear. You have any follow-up on Pat's call there, Jeff?
Yes, I would say there has never been a country in the world in which Muslims and Christians have remained at peace with one another inside that country. And Yugoslavia is one example. Lebanon is another one. One of the things the communists want to do is they want to cause us to be disunited, and by pumping our country full of people who have Islam as a religion is a way to divide us, because as soon as you have Islam, you have this question that divides us of religion, because Muslims will not accept non-Muslims. It's against their religion to accept government by non-Muslims.
So, that's right. That's right.
That's it. You've got it.
We can talk more about that next week. We can talk more about that next week. Jeff, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it, sir, as always.
Thank you.
Okay. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, your essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition. Please never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.